fans. This is Molly welcoming you back to season two of Mysteries About True Histories. Get ready for more math, more history, and of course, more mysteries.
See you guys later. I'm waiting for Molly. Speaking of, where is she? She literally counts her steps when she's nervous. It's not like her to be late.
Hey, Max.
Katrina? Hey, long time no see. How's it going back at our old middle school?
Great. Everything's just great. Oh, Max. It's terrible.
Really? Did something change? Did they stop serving Meatloaf Monday?
It's not the school. It's you. I miss you so much.
Oh.
I miss Molly too, I guess. But it's just me and Brad now.
How is the Bradster? Is he happy to finally be out of the prank master's sights?
You know Brad. He's fine. But I think he's a little lonely, too.
Poor guy. Here, bring him this bag of vomit.
What? Ew!
Fake vomit.
Oh, duh.
Tell him to prank someone with it. Courtesy of Max.
Aw, you're such a good friend, Max. Say, where's Molly? I kind of thought you two were, like, inseparable.
We're not inseparable. We're, Actually, where is Molly? This is really not like her.
Ugh! I thought being a drummer in band meant playing drums, not xylophone.
In my band, you're not a drummer, you're a percussionist. And the xylophone is a melodic percussive instrument.
Yes, Mr. Zimmer.
I am also not the one who forgot their drumsticks today.
But I didn't forget. I swear to it. They were in my bag.
No excuses and no swearing. My advice, keep practicing. The scale that determines your chair is Monday.
Ugh. Hey, there you are. I was waiting for you outside.
Sorry. I somehow showed up to band class without my drumsticks, so now Mr. Zimmer kept me after school to practice scales.
You forgot your drumsticks? That doesn't sound like you.
I didn't forget them. They were in my bag, but somehow when I got to class, they were gone.
Suspicious. Ooh, do you think it could be a mole?
What would a mole want with my drumsticks? Sounds more like something a troll would do. Creating chaos for chaos's sake?
Yeah. What's this? Ionian, Dorian, aren't those columns?
They are modes of musical scales. 1. Ionian. 2. Dorian. 3. Phrygian. 4. Lydian. 5. Mixolydian. 6. Aeolian. 7. Locrian. I have to memorize all 7 for my scale test Monday.
Sounds like you have a handle on it.
Yeah, if it were just a vocab test. I have to memorize the names of the scales, write them out, and play them.
What are all these W's and H's? I thought scales had notes.
Those are notes. Whole notes and half notes. Each scale has 7 notes, 5 whole notes and 2 half notes. And they're always in the same order, starting with Ionian. 1 whole, 2 whole, 3 half, 4 whole, 5 whole, 6 whole, 7 half.
If they're always in the same order, how are the scales different?
You start at different places in the sequence.
Ugh, sounds like math is involved.
It is. Music is very mathematical, which is why it's weird that I'm struggling so much.
Let's try one. What's the order of number 3, Phrygian?
Phrygian?
That's what I meant.
Half, whole.
Sorry, it's half at the end.
Rats.
More like moles.
I just can't get it.
Hey, I realized something.
What?
For every scale, there are never more than 3 whole notes in a row and never 2 half notes in a row.
You're right. Since each scale only has 7 notes, those rules could be super helpful.
Want to try another?
Sure.
Dorian.
Dorian, the second position. So if Ionian, the first position, is whole, whole, half, whole, 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 half, I need to start 1 note to the right. Whole, half, whole, 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 half, whole?
Boom! Nailed it.
I think I'm getting it. Now, let's see if I can play it.
Hold that note.
Oh, hey, Aunt Murgatroyd. Remember when it was weird that Aunt Murgatroyd could reach us anywhere through anything?
Now we know she has secret access to every intercom, scoreboard, pie pan, and paper airplane across time and space.
Maybe Aunt Murgatroyd is a mole.
Holy moly!
Do not joke about that, young problem solvers.
Sorry.
I'm not a troll, and I'm not a mole. However, I do need you to make a half-note whole. In ancient Egypt, 2625 BCE.
Ooh! Our triumphant return to ancient Egypt!
Triumphant return?
Don't you remember? Ancient Egypt was the very first place we time-traveled. Before you even knew what a time radio was.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Sorry, Aunt Em, you were saying?
I need you to intercept the secret mole message in the Great Pyramid of Giza. And be careful. Moles don't mess around.
We'll be careful.
Ancient Egypt, here we come! I forgot how hot ancient Egypt was.
At least the Great Pyramid is in sight. Of course, it's so big and towers over the desert, it's always in sight.
Oh yeah, I will say, it's cool to see the pyramid at its original height.
Original height?
Uh-huh. See how it gleams in the sunlight?
Yeah, that's different than how it looks in pictures.
That's because it was originally built with a layer of polished limestone on the outside and stood at 482 feet high. That's about 1/3 as high as the Empire State Building in New York.
How tall is the pyramid in present day?
Only around 450 feet tall.
So it shrank?
No. The polished limestone eroded over time. What we know as the Great Pyramid is only the core structure.
So, smarty pants, how much taller was the pyramid back then?
Let's see. 482 feet minus 450 feet equals,
Here's an easy way to do that. What's 400 minus 400?
Zero.
What's 80 minus 50?
30.
And what's 2 minus 0?
2. Oh. So add them together to get 32. That was easy.
Yep. See, math can be easy and fun.
Easy for you to say.
As long as you know the rules and a few tricks. You might even say the tricks are like pranking numbers.
Nice try.
Anyway, now we know that 4,500 years after the Great Pyramid was built, it has gotten 32 feet shorter. That's only 32 divided by 482 equals 7% of its original height.
Hey, if you had a calculator this whole time, why'd we bother doing the subtraction in our heads?
Because math is a journey, not a destination. And calculators are a shortcut.
Oh, wow. Now you even sound like Aunt Murgatroyd.
What I want to know is how the Great Pyramid has been able to stand so tall for so long.
That's easy. It's because of its expert construction. For 3,800 years, it held the title of tallest human-made structure.
Wow.
An estimated 2.3 million stones were cut to build the pyramid, weighing a total of 5.75 million tons.
Double wow.
Ancient Greek historians believed it took 100,000 workers to build the pyramids, but more recent estimates put the number closer to 20,000.
That's still a lot of construction workers.
Just think of how many giant, heavy stones each worker had to move.
We don't have to think. We can know the amount, on average.
Here it comes. More math.
To figure out how many stones each worker had to move, we first divide the total number of stones by the total number of workers. 2.3 million stones divided by 20,000 workers.
Can we please use the calculator for that?
Nope. We can use the calculators in our heads.
How? Those numbers are too big.
So we'll make them smaller.
How?
By canceling out the zeros. Another way to write 2.3 million is 23 followed by 5 zeros. And 20,000 is 2 followed by 4 zeros. You see where I'm headed?
No, I'm still on the journey.
We take away an equal number of zeros from each number.
Ah, so if 2.3 million is 23 followed by 5 zeros, take away 4 zeros and we're left with 230. And since 20,000 is 2 followed by 4 zeros, if we take them all away, we're left with 2.
Then all you have to do is divide 230 by 2. 200 divided by 2 is 100. 30 divided by 2 is 15. 100 plus 15 equals
115. So according to our calculations, on average, each construction worker building the Great Pyramid laid 115 stones.
Exactly. How cool is that?
Okay. That is pretty cool.
And speaking of getting cooler, we're almost at the pyramid where we can get out of this hot sun.
I can't wait.
Halt! No trespassers in the tomb of Pharaoh Khufu.
Oh, right. Why did we think we could just waltz into the sacred final resting place of an ancient Egyptian king?
So much for getting out of the sun.
True. But that's also the answer for how we're going to get into this pyramid.
It is? How?
We'll sneak in. Under the cover of night.
Ah.
We go from melting in the heat during the day to freezing at night.
I know. I hope the guards don't hear my teeth chattering.
The guard is still blocking the entrance. And the moon is very bright.
How are we gonna sneak past him?
Ooh, I got it.
So what's the plan?
I don't know. I thought if I said, I've got it, an idea would come to me. But it didn't.
Wait, look, the guard is leaving.
They must be changing shifts. Now's our chance. Run!
We're in. We made it.
That was close.
So where would a mole hide a secret message?
Lucky for us, there are only 3 chambers in the entire pyramid. The king's chamber, the queen's chamber, and a secret subterranean chamber.
Which one should we check first?
Duh, the secret chamber.
Is this chamber still under construction?
It must be. In fact, most archaeologists believe it was never fully finished.
Whoa! Careful, don't fall in that pit.
I remember reading about this. Around the side of the pit should be a tunnel. Ah, here it is.
Exactly where a mole would hide a message. All right, Max, go for it.
I'm not crawling in there.
Me neither. Dark tunnel in the secret chamber in the Great Pyramid of Giza. Who knows what could be in there? Snakes? Scorpions? Mummies? Did you hear that?
Sorry, that was just me. I'm getting hungry. Should we rock, paper, scissors to see who crawls into the secret tunnel?
Fine.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot!
Paper covers rock. I win.
Just had to pick rock.
Did you find anything?
No! And I'm almost at the end!
Moles! Really don't want to search this pit.
Wait! Something's here!
What is it?
A box with black and white streaks around it. Whoa! It made a sound!
Look at this. Aeolian minus Mixolydian.
Aren't those the scale thingies you were trying to memorize?
Not scale thingies, scale modes. It's a music box. I bet you play the notes to open it. But what is Aeolian minus Mixolydian?
Didn't the modes have numbers?
Yes! Nice, Max! Aeolian is the 7th mode, and Mixolydian is the 5th. So Aeolian minus Mixolydian is 7 minus 5, which equals 2. Dorian, the 2nd mode.
Can you play it?
The 1st mode is whole, half. Whole, half. So if we start one place over, that would be whole, half, whole, half,
whole, right? I don't know. You're the musician.
It's right. I know it's right.
Ah! The pox grabbed my hands.
I thought you said it was right.
It was right. Ow, it's getting tighter.
Okay, okay. If the scale was right, what went wrong? Did you start in the right position?
Yes.
What about the aioli and the mixo whatever?
What?
Was the math right?
1, Ionian. 2, Dorian. 3, Phrygian. 4, Lydian. 5, Mixolydian. 6, Aeolian. Wait, the math was wrong. Locrian is the 7th position, Aeolian is 6, and Mixolydian is 5.
Okay, so 6 minus 5 equals 1, the first position.
Ionian, quick, play it!
How?
No matter the color, a whole note is always 2 streaks away, and a half note is always 1.
Okay, but I really don't want to know what happens if we play it wrong twice.
Whole. Whole. Half. Whole. 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 Half. Great job, my friend.
You all right?
Yeah. Look, the box is opening.
There's a note inside. If a tree falls in the forest, that's it?
What do you think it means?
It means mo moles, mo problems.
This episode of Mysteries About True Histories was written by Dan Gold and voiced by Dexter Danger Mayo, Molly Smith, Sheila Morris, Kate Lagarde, Mike Praviti, and Adam Tex Davis. Original music by Brian Suarez. Our associate producer is Max Kamaski. Technical direction and sound design by Josh Hahn. Mysteries About True Histories was created and produced by Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Colbert and is an Atomic Audio production.
It's time for the International Dance Hour. In France, je suis Sarah. That means I'm Sarah. And this song is from Quebec, where they speak French.